Finn Babreen from Bale. When they get up in the morning, all they do is look out at the tide in the morning. That's all they see.
It looks gorgeous on my way down here today. There's a ship down there at the moment. It's red.
That's right, yeah. That's probably going to find, I'd say, more than likely. Mm-hmm. I don't know, is it empty or full? No, I couldn't say, but usually that goes to Ainish, the small ones. That goes for the bauxite, is it? Whatever it is, the bauxite, and the ones goes to fines, then we'll say, for... Mm-hmm. Could have manure, could have different feeding stuff and all in it, like, you know.
Very handy for a man like yourself who's very busy at this time of year.
He's busy this time of the year now, all right, but sure. Fine while the fine weather is there, like, but that's it.
Finbar, you grew up here in Bale, and you just told me, we're looking out the window here, you just across the ditch over there.
That's right, yes, that's where I grew up. No, I'm just across the road.
Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, it was a attached house. We didn't move too far. In 1959-60, this house was built. So we moved in, say, 61, I suppose, or that way, I suppose.
You didn't go too far at all, but why would you when you have a view like that outside?
That's right, that's true, yeah, that's mm-hmm. true, yeah. There was a Yankee here one day, he came and he looked out the window, he called it a million-dollar view.
And would you have ever noticed that before? Would you ever said the same thing yourself?
Well, I would, but sure, we're looking at it every day, like, mm-hmm. you know, we take no notice of that. There's people down the road, like, and that could 100 ships go in the day, and I wouldn't see them going in. And I'd always look out for them. Don't know, I'd always look at them, and I'd know it.
Well, one person that did look out for them every day is your mother.
Yeah, she did, God bless her.
What was her name?
Peggy. Mm-hmm. Peggy Breen.
Tell me a bit about Peggy. She has this beautiful scrapbook almost left for you here. It's wonderful.
Yeah, she wished to always get the names of the ships and where they were going and everything. Whether it was into Money Point or Ainish or Talbot with Isle and Fines and all like that. She always put down the name and the date and everything.
When was the first one that she recorded? What year was that? 1987. And what do you think possessed her to start documenting them? Because as you say, you're here every day, you don't notice the ships coming
in. But I suppose she was there looking at every day, I don't know, she'd be looking out at them, and it was an interest, like, in it for her. Mm-hmm. You know.
And she later released a book about it, didn't she?
Well, she didn't really, no, she had the book, not, she just, well, yeah, she released a book, is right, you could say. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Having those significant memories and ships coming in, I suppose at the time you kind of thought nothing of it, but you look back at it now and you see all these years. Sure. It's amazing. And the one that you were showing me there is one of the biggest ships that came through.
That's right, yeah.
You said it was about the size of Croke Park by two.
That's right, yeah. Twice the length of Croke Park.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Twice the length of Croke Park. It weighed 183,000 tonnes.
Mm-hmm. And that was the year 1998.
98, yeah. Mm-hmm. The biggest into Money Point.
And what was so significant about this ship?
It was the biggest ever that went up the Shannon, like we'll say. You know, the biggest ever. Like there's deep water out there, like, you know, it would have to be for that, like, so that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And can you remember when you saw it?
And I can. And four tugs, then you come out from Fines to carry into the Money Point, we'll say. Mm. I can remember it well. Mm-hmm. I can.
Did you go down for a look?
I did. I see it going in, yeah. And of course, when it's going out, it is a way bigger. Mm-hmm. It is a way higher off the water, like, you know.
Yeah, because the weight is gone.
The weight is off, mm-hmm. yeah. The weight is gone, yeah.
Now, you have a lot of land just here by the estuary. It's amazing that you can walk those fields every day and see that. But what have you seen over the years? And I mentioned that I'm here because of the Wild Atlantic Way. We have 10 years of it. Have you seen more people coming here to Bale and enjoying what you have?
Well, I have in the summertime, of course, that would, of course, yeah. But but I have the land now, with a lot of coastal erosion. The tide is carrying it a lot, like, you know. Mm. But, we have, yeah. The summertime is the busy time. Mm-hmm. The road is desperately busy in the summertime. Crowds.
People going in for a swim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they would, yeah.
And you won't go in yourself?
No. Not with years.
You just don't have the time, is it?
Don't, I suppose. Don't have the time right now, anyway.
What is it about Bale that you love so much?
Yeah, it is a healthy place. Like, you know, it's very healthy. Like, you know, there's a coming in from the mouth of the Shannon. Like, you know, you didn't, you know. Mm. It is healthy. It is a nice place. Like, quite.
Finbar, your son also has done plenty of research here about Bale Castle and the history of Bale itself. What did he find?
He got a lot of literature now out of it. He got it, you know, a lot of things that he didn't know about or we didn't know about either about it, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
What was the one thing that he found out that you were shocked with?
Well, I suppose the year, I don't know, what year did, or did it fall or something? I can't say that. Mm. No, it is in Thomas Dunham's place below, that's where it is.
So he put in a lot of hours and effort into this?
Oh, he did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, he did. He put in a lot of hours on that.
And is that a poem at the back of it, I see, by Brian O'Grady?
Yeah, Bale Strand.
You wouldn't read it out for us, would you?
If I can. 'Tis often a dream of the days long ago, when young life in old Ireland was grand, and I wished the sang as I ploughed, sow and mow in the fields looking down on Bale Strand. You may travel elsewhere by sea and by air, and roam many a fair foreign land, but never you may go through sunshine or snow, and you'll find no place like lovely Bale Strand. The idle and rich search here and search there for false pleasures that they say are grand. Oh, had I but one week, the pleasure I'd seek is to roam over Bale's golden strand. In the days long ago, bright with warm sunshine, the ebb tide racing down by Ashdee, the larks sing in the air, Burton Castle in Clare, what sweetened memories they all bring to me. When the sun sank to rest away in the west, and the shadows crept over the land, the peace and the quiet, and they came round in the night, sure 'twas then I love you, Bale Strand. Where I young once again, 'tis at home I'll remain, midst people so kindly and grand. I'd build a nice cot on that beautiful spot, to live always beside you, Bale Strand. Now my end is in sight, I pray God day and night, as I die in this faraway land, that my spirit shall soar over the old Shannon shore to look down on you, lovely Bale Strand.
Lovely. Thank you, Finbar. And as you say, you know, you kind of go from here and the journey goes then to Carrigafoyle and it can go on to Ballybunion and Ballyhigh and whatnot. Do you think it's important that we get those tourists in here and, you know, showcase what we have here up in North Kerry?
Yeah, you can. You see, you have three beaches, actually. You have the behind, far back, and you have Lither Beach. Mm. It's over and we're in middle ways then, like, you know, that's, and you can go from one to the other, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tis. And what's it like here on a wet day?
Oh, Jesus, no, and a windy day. You wouldn't like to be here. You'd be blown away in a windy day. But, there'll be no one up and down, sure. No one. No one. No one.
And Finbar, tell me how you're getting on at the moment with the season, with farming. I know you took a bit of time out for me today. It must be busy now.
It is busy. The fine days, it is busy. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is done now. Like, you know, there's most of it is done anyway. There's always someone late, like, but, it is busy, you know, these fine days. But sure.
You're putting in long hours?
Long hours. I was at it yesterday morning at 8 o'clock until 11:30 last night.
Oh my gosh.
I was, yeah.
How and
you come
going?
Home to 8, like, that's all. Mm-hmm. And again this morning, now it's at 9 o'clock again.
So. And I have to say, when I came in, I didn't need to find anyone to find the door for me, but your lovely little dog got me into it.
Oh, he's friendly. And the postman, when he'll stop outside, he'll let me know that he's there.
Oh.
He will, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he'll back at him and do everything, like, and he should be used to him, but no, he's friendly, all right. Mm-hmm. He is. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say finally, Finbar, if it wasn't for your mother Peggy having these beautiful images, extracts from the papers and whatnot, do you think you would have taken much notice of what was going on outside to this day if it wasn't for her?
Well, I suppose I wouldn't, really. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Well, I always had an interest. In going up, you know. The only thing that I didn't see this year, no, but I don't think that went up was the cruise ships. That goes into fines. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see anyone going up this year, no. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes up early in the morning, like.
Mm-hmm. And what was the one ship out of all the years that have really caught your eye and your attention and you were like, I'm so glad I got to see that one coming in?
Yeah, well, the cruise ship, of course, would be the ones, all right, like, and that one for Money Point. But they did a one go out one day about a thing, kind of a thing with a plane inside in it, Remember, he had a hot, he made a hotel out of it up the country in Mayo or somewhere. That went out there in a tug, pulling it out in a kind of a raft or something like, you know.
What year was that?
What year is that? Tis 4 or 5 years ago, anyway, more, I'd say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah.
You're
yeah,
seeing people out with big money coming inside there, so.
Oh, there's money. There's a lot going up there.
Well, Finbar, it was lovely to talk to you and see this for myself. It's, yeah, it's a beautiful legacy to your mother. Yeah. You have a bit of history here as well that someone had printed off for you. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, they say the extensive dunes that dominate the bend of the century of the estuary. These provide opportunities for bird watching with various species locally by the Royal Tern. Mm. That was a rare bird, like, mm-hmm, came below here. And that came from England, and that came from all over, mm-hmm, to take photographs of it, of the thing.
Amazing. And as you say, you had to help out one photographer when
I had, yeah. He locked his keys into the car, and he had to break the glass of the window to go into it, and I put up plastic in for him, and he wrote to me up, and he thanked me and everything for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He mm-hmm did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to watch the ships go up and down. All right, the ships are from the countries around the world, including Africa, Europe, and America. Mm-hmm. There are ships descending from Fines, Moneypint, and Limerick, and Talbot, of course. There drops the anchor. You could hear them dropping the anchor down when they're, you know, when they're.
And tragedy struck as well in 1834.
They did. The ship called the Tatus. That's behind in the other strand now. We're back further. Yeah. The relics of it is there all the time. You can see the ribs there. The Tatus out. You know. Mm. But 1934, yeah. They were carved pine timber, shipwrecked during the high winds. A few broken wooden ribs can be famous ship, can be seen lying around the, buried in the sand on the western end of the beach. Horses can sometimes be excised in two on the beach when the tide is out, like, you know, a lot of horses come here.
Yeah, stretch the legs.
Stretch the legs, yeah, and the water is good for them too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of mm-hmm course. And it's good for ourselves as well.
It is, I suppose, all right. I suppose it is. We don't use it often enough, I suppose, but sure we don't. I just...
Sure, we might go down for a dip soon.
We will, of course, yeah. Why wouldn't we? You can go down, I'll show you down to see it, all right. But at the moment, now, the bottom of the road, all the cars are getting stuck. They can't get out to the strand because it's soft sand.
Pretty much like Inch Beach, so.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday now and air yesterday, they got stuck down there. I had to go down and pull them out.
Yeah. We lost without you, so.
Yeah. And I was busy at the time, but sure, what can I do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're...
There was three or four of them stuck at the bottom of the road. One of them had a horse box and couldn't get in or out, like.
Mm-hmm. Finbar, finally, for the next 10 years of the Wild Atlantic Way, what would you like to see here?
Oh, Jesus, I'd like to see the coast, the road, coast of erosion or something anyway that could be done with it. Because it is cutting all the land, like, you know, it is cutting a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. It must be frightening to see.
It is. The rough tide, sand dunes, you see, sand, there's no holding in that, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd want to do something like about it, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Finbar, thank you for your time, and I really appreciate it.
No mention.